You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee and the entire state are paying tribute to Officer Kendall Corder today. He was shot in the line of duty June 26th. His body is being escorted from Sass and Sons Funeral Home to Elmbrook Church in Brookfield for visitation and funeral services. Following the service, a 10-mile procession including officers from around Wisconsin will accompany Officer Corder to Wisconsin Memorial Park Cemetery. Supporters are expected to line the route along Barker Road and Capitol Drive. In his honor, flags across the state are being flown at half-staff. Students at UW-Milwaukee and UW schools across the state will see their tuition rise by about 5% this fall. It follows a decision by the Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents yesterday. The increase means the base tuition at Milwaukee will reach just over $9,200 for the next school year. UW system leaders say the move balances quality education with affordability, and it comes after a decade-long tuition freeze. You may have already noticed the increase of rumbling. Tens of thousands of riders have rolled into Milwaukee for the three-day Harley-Davidson Homecoming Festival. The festival features over 60 vendors, 12 bands, and celebrations at both dealerships and on the lakefront. A man from Elkhorn has been charged with a hate crime after allegedly posting a violent, derogatory comment targeting an LGBTQ+ organization across the state line. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office assisted in the arrest of 38-year-old William Ramlow after police tracked the threat to his home. He has since been extradited to Lake County, Illinois to face charges. Administrative changes are coming to the college near the Capitol. Savannah Tomey Olson has more.
UW-Madison is planning to sunset its main DEI division, as inclusion efforts have become a target for state Republicans over the last couple years. The Division of Diversity, Equity, and Educational Achievement helps support about 5% of the student body. Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin announced that it'll move under the umbrella of the Division of Teaching and Learning and the HR Department. Mnookin says the initiatives from the DDEEA will still exist and no student scholarships will be impacted. However, she says a, quote, small number of staff members will be laid off. Diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives are a major talking point for Republicans on both the state level and the national level. President Donald Trump has threatened slashing funding to universities over DEI programs. And when pushing for an $87 million cut to the UW system weeks ago, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said there's too much political correctness on campus, although he didn't say how cuts would change that.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
It's back to work for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Milwaukee, where the Brewers open a three-game weekend series against the Nationals. At 50 wins and 43 losses, the Brewers in second place in the NL Central, just two games behind the first-place Cubs. The Brewers coming off that three-game sweep of the Dodgers. Now, with Freddy Peralta scheduled to pitch this Sunday, closer Trevor McGill will represent the team in the All-Star game next week.
Sweep the Dodgers at home, that's give the fans what they want, right? That was awesome. Glad to be a part of that, and then also with the news as well. Like, that's just some goal that I put out in the offseason. Here it is coming true.
The Nationals are in last place in the NL East, 16 games behind the Phillies. They fired their manager, Dave Martinez, and GM Mike Rizzo earlier in the week. Miguel Cairo named interim manager. Basketball, NBA Summer League action underway in Nevada. The Bucks with a 90-89 win over the Denver Nuggets last night. Jamari Bouye with a three-pointer at the buzzer. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you thought it was hard to cancel a streaming subscription before, brace yourselves, because it's about to get even more difficult. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the Federal Trade Commission's click-to-cancel option has been struck down by a federal appeals court. The FTC has tried to make it equally as easy to cancel a subscription as it is to sign up, so expect much more frustration. The whole issue started with Amazon, which was accused of tricking customers into signing up for Prime, then making it extremely difficult to cancel. I guess we know how Bezos paid for the private wedding. Here's a Hollywood beat just for me. I hope you like it too. The show Bosch is coming back by way of another spinoff. Ballard will drop on Amazon Prime like Bosch and Bosch Legacy did previously, both of which are now kaput. Maggie Q will play Renee Ballard. Titus Welliver will return as Harry Bosch, who will assist Ballard with cold cases from time to time. All 10 episodes of Ballard dropped a couple days ago and are available on Prime. Mariska Hargitay has experienced an almost unprecedented run as an actor on the show Law & Order Special Victims Unit. And now she has a director's credit as well. She is the creative force behind a documentary about her late mother, Jane Mansfield, called My Mom Jane. The Hollywood Reporter is now saying the documentary will be eligible for the Oscars since it's been revealed that it had a short theatrical run at a North Hollywood movie theater last week. My Mom Jane is available to stream on HBO and is getting very good reviews. Sarah Jessica Parker feels she had to defend herself for not endorsing a political candidate publicly. The And Just Like That and Sex and the City star told Nicole Wallace on her podcast she didn't believe social media was the place for quick political conversations. To her credit, Parker says she's not going to go into an argument unless she is totally educated on an issue. Imagine that. There is only one new release this weekend, but it's a big one. I'm talking about, of course, the highly anticipated Superman, which according to Rotten Tomatoes, critics seem to approve of and audiences are raving about. The film is directed by James Gunn and stars David Cornsweet as the title character. Joining him in the cast is the marvelous Miss Maisel's Rachel Brosnahan, Bradley Cooper, and Nicholas Holt. In the latest installment, Lex Luthor is a tech billionaire. Sounds about right. And since this is the age of the re-release, and if you're lucky enough to live in a city where there is a limited showing, check out One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary and is playing in various cities. The film stars much younger versions of Jack Nicholson and Danny DeVito and has won 5 Oscars for Best Picture and 1 for Nicholson as Best Actor. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, and again tomorrow. Quarter inch or more possible each day. We'll get to 84 for a high today, 70 tonight, 85 tomorrow. Sunday will be better with sunshine and a high of 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Gable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.